Hello and welcome to Indianapolis Colts Central. I am Dylan Green, formerly known as Colts Radio Podcast Host. This is my first episode as a part of the iTunes Store and Apple community, so I appreciate them accepting me and letting me join the community. I am not affiliated with the Indianapolis Colts, even though I would love to be. I do apologize for not posting and kind of quitting for a little bit. I worked 40 hours a week this summer, and school's coming up, so I've been very busy doing that before I head off to college. And, I'm going to do my best to keep this going. I'm recording this on the morning of Saturday, August 20th, the morning before the second preseason game versus the Baltimore Ravens. Today, I would just like to kind of just do some talking, just talk about the Colts. Obviously, that's what this show is going to be about. I went to training camp a couple times this summer, and it was a great experience, a great atmosphere. I was really surprised of all the fans that showed up and how busy and how big the whole training camp deal is. It's really cool. The players are right there, and after practice they come around and they sign whatever you want them to sign. So Mike Adams signed my football. Hassan Ridgeway signed my football. Quan Bray signed my football. I was one person away from T.Y. Hilton signing it, but he didn't. And same with Vontae. Vontae kind of skipped our section, but it is what it is. I got three pretty cool signatures, but it was pretty cool. As far as training camp goes, though, there were some players that definitely stood out to me. Sorry, I'm a little rusty. our wide receiver core, I mean, our offense as a whole pretty much looked outstanding. That could just be our secondary needs some help. But our receivers with T.Y., Dante, Phillip, Quan, they looked really, really good whenever, Andrew was throwing to them and they were doing the 11-on-11 drills and scrimmages and everything. They looked amazing. Running back Josh Ferguson He practiced with the ones for pretty much the entire time I was there. So him and Frank Gore, they're pretty much buddies. I just know that Frank has pretty much preached a lot of positive vibes about this Ferguson kid. One thing that he does need to work on is his pass protection. Whenever they did the running back versus linebackers, I know Ferguson's a small guy, but he really lacked the pass protect. Like he couldn't block to save his life. And another person who couldn't block very well whenever they're doing those drills was Jack Doyle. I was really surprised how bad Jack Doyle looked whenever I was there at training camp. It could have just been, I know he recently just had a baby. He could have just had a lot on his mind, but he did not look good at all. And it's a concern for me because I really want Jack Doyle to do well this season, and seeing him fall on his ass and whatever, it did not look good. And Dwayne Allen, though, he looked pretty good. I really want Dwayne Allen and Jack Doyle and whoever the third tight end to do well this season, because they need to stay healthy. They need to stay on the field, and that starts with Dwayne Allen. He needs to stay on the field this year. He's a great blocker, and he showed that in camp, and he showed that in the first preseason game as well. As far as the offensive line go, Joe Haig, whatever, however you pronounce his name, we'll figure that out as the year goes on. He impressed me. Joe Wrights was out during the days I was there. I think he had either a shoulder or a leg injury, if I remember correctly. He came in at right tackle, and I mean, I didn't even notice anything going on over there. Like, him and Denzel Good pretty much shut that down over there, and I was pretty impressed. I was pretty impressed with Joe Haig, and, I know he's probably not going to play a lot this season, but he can definitely play guard and tackle. He's basically Joe Wrights all over again, except Joe Wrights is a starter now, so he basically has Joe Wrights' position a couple of years earlier, I guess. As far as the defense goes, the defensive line, whenever I was there, I mean, Lankford was out, Perry was out, Jones was out, obviously, and Anderson was out. So I think it was Hassan Ridgeway, Zach Kerr, and T.Y. McGill were the starters. And T.Y. McGill actually is having a really good camp, apparently. And he looked pretty good. He looked pretty good the days I was there. I mean, he got to the quarterback a couple times, but you can't hit them. They're in red jerseys or whatever. But T.Y. McGill did impress me. I was surprised. I kind of was hating on him because whenever in that Dolphins game was the day he had like 3 sacks or whatever. And I was like, oh, well, they had third string, offensive lineman in that game. Well, he actually looked pretty good against the ones, and I think he looked pretty good against the Bills game as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how he does against the Ravens today. But I'm looking forward to that. Another guy who I had my eyes on during offseason and I guess all of training camp is Ricky Lumpkin. I know that he only played a couple snaps in the Bills game because he dislocated his finger or something like that. He's a guy to look out for. I hope that he plays today because he is a guy that I want to make this football team. I don't know if you guys know how I feel about Arthur Jones, his whole situation. Okay, I don't know what drug he took or whatever, but if you're going to do that, why? Like, you can't stay on the field. I mean, you can't. I think he's played like maybe 5 games his entire 2 or 3 years here. It's ridiculous. I would cut him. I really would. He's not worth it. He's not worth, if we cut him and lose money, I don't care. I mean, he's not of any value to this football team. He's going to get injured again. I'm sorry. If he's done it one time and a time again, it's going to happen again. He's injury prone and he needs to get off this team. Let me go back to another player that's injury prone. It's Hugh Thornton. Hugh Thornton cannot stay on the field at all. He was out whenever I was there at training camp as well. If he doesn't play a single game in the preseason, I think it's best to just part ways with him. There are better young offensive linemen that are better than him already that need to make this football team over him. As much as I feel bad for Hugh, I know that he's pretty much started his if I remember correctly, Mike McGlynn, I don't know if you remember him, he started right guard, and then Samson Satelli went down. Mike McGlynn had moved to center, and we brought in Hugh, and Hugh was the starting right guard ever since, pretty much. But Hugh is not that good. I understand that he lost 30, 40 pounds to get in football shape, but I haven't seen him play. I have not seen him block anybody. I have not seen him do anything. So I can't. I mean, I appreciate him. I think Colts fans should be happy that he lost weight and he's trying to do better things. But, I mean, Hugh Thornton, come on, man. You got to stay on the field, Yeah, but I think it would make a lot of sense if he got cut, which, unfortunately, I think is going to be the case. Just because we have so many young offensive linemen we drafted this year and we're developing this year. And Hugh did not have a good year last year at all. I don't think their entire offensive line did, but Hugh was probably one of our worst players on our offensive line ever since he took over for Todd Harriman's spot whenever he started for like 2 weeks last year. Let me go to our pass rush situation, just talking about training camp. Earl O'Keen, I'm not sure how to say his name yet, and Kurt Maggett. And Trevor Bates as well, the young guns, I guess. They all three of them looked really good in the Bills game, and that gave me hope because whenever we didn't even address the pass rush until the sixth or seventh round, whenever we drafted Trevor Bates, it kind of upset me because all we did was draft linemen. But at the same time, That lets us know that Pagano and Grigson and Irsay are comfortable with the pass rushers we have on this team. And, Mathis, Cole, Walden, those are proven guys. I mean, I understand that they don't have much time left, but, O'Kine, Bates, and Maggett, assuming they all make the team, they have guys to learn under, So those three guys looked pretty good in camp. I'd say O'Kine looked the best out of the three just because he showed up more than them. But the three of them, assuming they, have a good preseason, I think they're going to make the team, and I'm looking forward to that. Looking at the inside linebacker position, DeQuell Jackson is the obvious one starter, but Nate Irving and CeeLo Moore both subbed in on different series, so it's looking to be like they're both going to start. They're both going to come in on different series, depends what down it is, where the ball is at, because Nate Irving's more of a run support guy, and CeeLo Moore is more of a cover guy. And, you know, if it's third and, you know, 19, who are you going to put in? CeeLo Moore, obviously, right? If it's third and 2, you're going to put in Nate Irving. So it's just a matter of, you know, what the situation is. And I saw that because they came in for each other. I know CeeLo Moore is hurt and he's not going to play this game. That hurts him a little bit. But that brings up another young inside linebacker, and that's Edwin Jackson. Edwin Jackson's probably a name you guys don't know quite yet, but he is impressing me. He was on our practice squad last year, and I'll get to practice squads, my practice squad rant here in a minute, but Edwin Jackson's a guy that Colts fans should know. I mean, he led the team in tackles, I think, in the preseason game, but he is a name to know. I mean, I really, really want this kid to make the football team, and as much as I liked Antonio Morrison, I'm not sure if there's space for him. I mean, I've got my final 53 right here, and I've got an Excel spreadsheet pulled up here, but I'm not going to go through it right now. But, I mean, Morrison, Jackson, I mean, I don't know. It's a tough scenario. Or do you carry 5? Where is Josh McNary fit in this? It's a tough position to grade and who's going to get cut, who's going to make the team, depending on what CeeLo Moore's length of his injury is going to be. It's a tough situation, and it's just really bad. It's a bad situation. I wish it wouldn't have happened, but it's a good scenario for Edwin Jackson to make this football team, and I think he definitely deserves it. He's probably going to play a lot of special teams this year if he does, and I really like that because Antonio Morrison, if you remember that block punt, that was his fault. He missed his block, and, you know, I know we drafted him, but you got to do your job. All right, understand that it was the first preseason game. He's just a rookie. Give him time, but come on, man. Moving on to the secondary in the as far as camp goes, I mean, Vontae Davis, Patrick Robinson, Darius Butler, but after that, it's wide open. I mean, DeJon Smith, Jaleel Brown, I could see both of them being cut because they're not going to play. They didn't play in the Bills game, and if I read correctly, they're not playing in the Ravens game. So they're going to have 2 games to prove their worth on this team. But 2 guys that stood out to me in camp and the preseason game was Tay Glover-Wright and Darius White. They are young. Tay Glover-Wright was on our team for the Pat. I think he was. He's been on our practice squad, but we elevated him to our roster, I think, late last season because of all the injuries, and Darius White's an undrafted guy, but they both have stood out to me in camp, and, you know, it was hard for me because, you know, I'm in the stands, you know, I know pretty much all the players, and, you know, people are like, oh, who's number 37? I'm like, oh, that's Darius White. They're like, oh, who's that? I'm like, oh, just an undrafted rookie, you know, no big deal, but I know this football team, and, you know, it's just those 2 guys I think could make this team. You know, but like I said, Vontae Davis, Patrick Robinson, Darius Butler. After that, I mean, seriously, it's wide open. I mean, you know, Tay Glover-Wright, Darius White, DeJon Smith, Jaleel Brown, Tevin Mitchell's a name to watch for, even though he's been hurt. It's an interesting position, you know, to look after. And then safety is another position. I mean, Clayton Gathers is down. T.J. Green has looked pretty good. Winston Guy has been hurt. A guy that's been looking at me at camp that I've liked a lot is, I'm not trying to say his name. His number is 41, if I remember correctly. He's got dreads. Desmond Southward. He looked pretty good. I think if he does make this team, it'll be for special teams, and we need some special teams guys because we lost him last season. We lost Colt Anderson. We lost him, you know, and we need guys like that. And Desmond Southward, whenever they did some of the special team stuff, he was the first guy there. You know, I think he was one of the gunners whenever we did punt. And he looked pretty good whenever he ran down the field. But, you know, Winston Guy is somebody I want to make this team. I think he's got a great opportunity to be the backup safety along with T.J. Green this year. I really want Clayton Gathers to have a good year this year, but unfortunately he's been hurt. He broke his foot or ankle or something like that. It's unfortunate, but T.J. Green is learning a lot and learning fast. And if T.J. Green starts this year, that's fine because Mike Adams is almost done with his career. So Clayton Gathers and T.J. Green are the 2 safeties going forward here in a year or 2 anyway. So that's fine. I mean, really. So that's my training camp rant. Let me talk about the practice squad. Let me talk about the practice squad real quick. So in the NFL, you can have only 10 players on the practice squad. So that's basically give or take, give him a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, an offensive lineman, maybe a tight end, then that's the offense. And then you got defensive lineman, a linebacker, a safety, a corner, and possibly another linebacker or a kicker, punter, whatever you want. That's only 10 players. Like, why only 10? I know they just extended it to 10, but why not, like, 20, 25? That gives you, like, a full defense, a full offense, and possibly another special teams guy. So if you take it like this, 53 players, you know, on roster times 32 teams is 1,696 players. And then if you add the 10-player practice squad, that's 63 players times 32 teams is 2,016 players. I think 20, 25 would be a good and better number. I mean, that gives you an entire offensive line, entire wide receiver core, tight end, quarterback, running back, entire defense, and possibly a kicker, punter, and long snapper. Because, I mean, you look at a guy like Matt Overton, who took Justin Snow's spot a couple years ago. I mean, what about guys like him? What if we never signed Matt Overton to our practice squad and then let him be a training camp guy? Would have never had a Pro Bowl long snapper, okay? So if you take 73 players or so times 32 teams, that's 2,336 players. That's still not that many. I mean, if you look at there are so many football players in this world that want to get to the pro level. You know, there's the CFL. I think there's an indoor football league. The NFL, if you think about it, there's only 2,016 players in the NFL. That's including the practice squad teams. If you add another 10 players to the practice squad, that's another 300 players. Like, that's just another 300 guys that are living up to what they want to do. I mean, the practice squad, I understand it's just a practice squad and the guys probably aren't going to be that good and they're going to live up to anything, but, you know, guys need to have aspirations, hope. I mean, it's another 10 players. Like, what's another 10 players hurt, you know? And it's basically having another team on your team. If you have 20, 25 players, that's a full offense, a full defense, and probably even a full, you know, like I said, a kicker, punter, and a long snapper if you want. So, I mean, plus if you've got a bunch of injuries on the offensive line, you can play those practice squad guys and you can elevate them to the roster. Now, there is one problem I do have with the practice squad is it's not like, I know I'm going to get to the MLB, but it's not like the MLB. Like the MLB, you can promote and demote guys. I think you should be able to do that from the practice squad. Like, they are guys that they know your playbook. They know this, they know that. You don't have to sign a guy off the street to come in and learn the plays and play right away. These are guys that know your plays. You should be able to promote and demote guys. So let's say, like, I'm trying to think, what if we put a guy like Kit O'Brien, a guy that's been on our practice squad the past couple years, a Ball State local guy that I want to make this football team anyway. But what if we elevate him and let's say Austin Blythe, we demote him or something because we need a guard, and you know, Austin Blythe doesn't play both guard spots, even though he does. I'm not giving a very good example, but I'm trying to, it's just something to think about. Why not extend the practice squad to 20 to 25 players so you have a full team, basically. Pretty much, you have a full another offense, defense, and special teams. So, anyway, I'm going to get to my final 53 now. I know I've been going on for a little bit. So, my final 53, let's look at quarterback. Andrew Luck, Scott Tolzien, those are my two. But Stephen Morris did impress me in the Bills game. He made a lot of great decisions. He managed the game very well. I was very impressed because in camp, Stephen Morris, I didn't see him. I really didn't. I didn't see him until the end. Like, he didn't play at all. It was pretty much just Luck and Tolzien, and I think that's what the Colts are going to go this route. As far as running backs go, you heard me preach Josh Ferguson, but I think we already know what the four running back situation is going to be: Frank Gore, Robert Turbin, Jordan Tomlin, and Josh Ferguson. A guy to look out for, though, is Trey Williams. Where does Trey Williams go? The really small running back from Texas A&M that we had on our team for a little bit last season because of all our injuries. He's a guy to watch out for, but I don't think he makes his team just based on that. As far as wide receiver goes, I'm pretty sure we all know who the four are, at least. T.Y. Hilton, Dante Moncrief, Philip Dorsett, Quan Bray. The fifth guy I have right now is Chester Rogers, you know, the guy that made one play in the preseason game. there are plenty of undrafted wide receivers and other wide receivers on this football team that very well could impress me more than Chester Rogers did. But Chester Rogers, I just have him making the team based on one play, because I didn't see him in camp. I didn't see him all game until that game, but he's a name to watch out for in this game tonight. I'm not sure, like I said, I'm not sure when this podcast is going to post. I hope it does soon. The tight ends, I think it's going to be Dwayne Allen, Jack Doyle, Eric Swope. Chase Kaufman is a guy to look out for. He's a veteran that we signed. He's kind of a career journeyman, but he's a guy that I could see being the third tight end if Eric Swope doesn't look good in the preseason. But Eric Swope, I think it is his time to come in, and I think it's his time to make this football team. I'm very glad that Kobe Flinner is gone. I read something today, I may have just been a joke, that he's fourth string on the Saints right now. I don't know if that's legit, but that's just funny. That makes me laugh a little bit, because I don't like Kobe, because, okay, you can't catch a wide open pass, but you can catch a pass when you have three guys on you. Okay, and you can't block to save your ass. Anyway, that tight ends. Okay, offensive line. This is an interesting spot. All right, you got Anthony Costanzo, Jack Muhort, Ryan Kelly, Denzel Good, Joe Wright. Those are the starters. Then you got the rookies. Laraven Clark, Joe Haig, Austin Blythe, I think, could make this team. Jonathan Harrison. Jonathan Harrison's a guy that's going to make this team this year. I really think he is. I think he's the backup center. Austin Blythe, though, he needs to show his worth as a guy that can play guard. He needs to be versatile. Some two guys that, you know, obviously could make the team is Kit O'Brien and Hugh Thornton. Hugh Thornton, you know, you heard me talk about him earlier, but he's injury prone and he needs to just do something else with his life. And Kit O'Brien's just a guy that's been on our practice squad for a very long time, and it's time for him to be on the team. He's a Ball State guy that I want to make this team, but I don't think he will just because of all the youth that we have, and that's unfortunate because guys like him, he's not going to get an opportunity unless we put him on our practice squad. So that's our offense. That was 9 offensive linemen. Go to defensive line. This is where I kind of get upset. Kendall Lankford, David Perry, Henry Anderson, Hassan Ridgeway, Zach Kerr, T.Y. McGill, and, of course, Art Jones. You heard me preach about Art Jones, how much I don't like this guy. I don't want him to make this team. I really want Ricky Lumpkin to make this team over him. If we cut Art Jones, it's a great opportunity for Ricky Lumpkin to make this team. And he's a young guy, a guy that I've been looking out for to make this football team. Ricky Lumpkin, a name to watch. I really hope he makes this team. But it's going to be wait and see. I could see him making it because Art Jones is out for 4 games. Kendall Lankford might miss time. Henry Anderson is—he's almost back though. So I have 7 defensive linemen right now. As far as inside linebacker goes, I have DeQuelle Jackson, Nate Irving, and C.O. Moore, making it 4 linebackers. You heard me mention Antonio Morrison and Josh McNary. Those guys—I didn't talk about them at training camp. They did not look very good at all. I'll be honest with you. They looked pretty bad, to be quite honest with you. Like Josh Ferguson could block Morrison at least, and that's bad. I understand that we drafted him, but not all draft picks make football teams. I would love for Morrison to be on our practice squad, because I mean, in a couple years he probably will be on this football team, because DeQuelle Jackson he's got a couple years left, and Morrison needs time to develop, because Edwin Jackson obviously right now is the better player in my opinion. Josh McNary is a guy that's been on this team for a while, but he hasn't done much. I mean, sure, he started some games here and there for Jarrell Freeman and whatever, but he hasn't impressed me that much. We've got some better young players on this team that need to get time. So I have 4 inside linebackers. As far as outside linebacker goes, I already talked about them. Robert Mathis, Trent Cole, Eric Walden, Earl O'Kine, Trevor Bates, Kurt Maggett. There's really no other outside linebackers that I'm looking at. Trent Cole, though, Trent Cole did not look very good at training camp. I could tell signs of him aging. Robert Mathis did not practice the days I was there, which was unfortunate because I love Robert. You know, he's a guy that I've grown up to watch. Him and Farini, those are the days. But it's towards the end of Cole's career and Mathis's career, and probably Walden's here soon. As far as cornerback goes, pretty much it's wide open after Darius Butler. Like I said, Vontae Davis, Patrick Robinson, Darius Butler. Two guys I have making it is Tay Glover-Wright and Darius White. Pretty much those last two guys are special teams guys. Those two looked phenomenal on special teams. Tagelover Wright made some plays last year on special teams, so I think it's a great opportunity for him. Like I said, he's a former practice squad guy that I think could make this football team, and it would make total sense to me. Because we need more. This all goes back to the practice squad. It all comes back to it. And Darius White's an undrafted guy. Him and Chester Rogers and Josh Ferguson. So right now I've got three undrafted guys making the team. So that's five. But like I said, DeJon Smith, Jaleel Brown. Unfortunately, they both can't stay on the field. As much as I want DeJon Smith to make this team, it's just, can he stay on the field? It's just, I haven't seen him play. I think I saw him play a couple preseason games last year, but that was it. I mean, he's been hurt. You know, unfortunately, and I think he was out. Him and Jaleel Brown were out the day I was at training camp as well. So it's like, you can't stay on the field. Why make the team? It's just unfortunate. I know we drafted him in the second or third round a couple years ago, but it's just like, come on, man. You know, safety. I have Mike Adams, Clayton Gathers, T.J. Green, Winston Guy, and Desmond Southward. The Southward guy, he's pretty much just a special teams guy. He's basically going to be the next Colt Anderson. You know, there's a bunch of safeties on this team that I could see making it as undrafted guys. Desmond Southward's not an undrafted guy. If I remember correctly, he is another practice squad guy, so it all comes back to our practice squad. And I really like this kid. He's a young guy, adds more youth to the safety position, and like I said, he made some plays on special teams during the Bills game and training camp. He looked pretty good, and we got to have more dreads on our team, and he looked pretty cool. So, and actually, he came to sign my football too, and I had some great conversations with him. So, and then special teams: Pat McAfee, Adam Vinatieri, and Matt Overton. That's self-explanatory. So that's my final 53. I think that's really all I have planned today. As far as the preseason game goes today, I am very excited for it. I really want to see Andrew Luck play with the ones. We've waited a long time for him to come off injury and play, and it's really time. It's time for him to play. It's time to see the starters against the starters. If I remember correctly, I think I saw Joe Flacco's not playing, so that's kind of a disappointment because we want to see our starters go up against a better quarterback than Tyrod Taylor. I'm not a Tyrod Taylor guy. You know, I know that he did pretty good last season, but I don't think he's that good of a starter. But anyway, I'm not even sure who the Ravens' backup quarterback is, so that's going to be a test for us, I guess. I mean, really, it's just going to be our offense against the Ravens' defense, and our team has a lot of ties to the Ravens. Pagano's from the Ravens, Monachino, I'm not sure how to say his name, our new defensive coordinator's from there, so it's going to be probably a full day. I mean, it's just preseason, but you want to get a win. You know, you don't like losing games, and especially if your starters are playing a quarter or so, apparently. So anyway, that's going to do it. I appreciate you tuning in if you tuned in. And like I said, I'm going to try to do better than I was on my Colts Radio podcast one. I'm going to do my best. This is Indianapolis Colts Central signing off.